want, you know what you do want. So your stream just moved faster, but you're not going. And the fact that you're not going means you really know what you don't want, so you really know what you do want, so your stream's moving faster, but you're still not going. So you really know what you don't want, which makes your stream really go faster, but you're not going. So you see what we're getting at? So when you realize that the indicator is just going to get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger, then it's helpful to stop and say, what is this indicator indicating? And the pain in the neck, or whatever the sensation is, the negative emotion or the physical sensation, whatever it is, as it comes forward, if you can, if you have the time in the moment, stop and say, what was I just thinking that caused this more acute discomfort? What was I thinking? And then ask yourself this question: how does my inner being see that? And as you do that a few hundred times in a day, you will start seeing the world through the eyes of Source. You'll start tuning yourself to what's in your vibrational escrow. The pain in the neck will go away, and you will allow yourself a full view of these manifestations that are coming into view for you. Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay, last question. So a friend of ours just had a baby, and he's like totally sweet and beautiful. And then my brother and his wife are expecting a baby, and that's very exciting too. And so the baby that's already been born feels really present, but also really expanded. Like, he fell asleep on me, and I just felt this like wave of love that just felt like a galaxy. I mean, it was so beautiful. But the baby that is growing feels fine, feels healthy, but doesn't really feel like here at all. And so I guess I was wondering, like, when do beings come into physical existence, you know, as they're kind of germinating? And yeah, and even as they're, you know, okay, that's enough.
Well, there is variation on this theme depending upon the intention of the energies coming forth, and to some extent the intention of the parents, especially the mother. But it is accurate to say that for the most part, this life coming in that you're talking about, the spirit entering the body in the way that you mean it, is at time of first breath outside the womb. But having said that, we want you to understand that every cell in this growing body is a physical cell that is attracting non-physical energy. And so at no point would it be accurate to say that the source is not entered into the body. But in the way that you mean it, where there becomes an awareness of the new physical environment, where the personality dons its new digs, so to speak, and recognizes where a fuller version of the source energy is focused emphatically. In fact, you know that feeling that a baby exudes? There is a feeling of well-being.
Yes.
That exudes from, especially a sleeping baby, because it is like a satellite dish that is pure energy, beaming pure positive energy to anyone who is experiencing around it. That is the power of that newborn baby. It's also the reason that the beasts are so compelling. In other words, they have that knowledge of who they are that hasn't been thwarted by their observation of the way others observe them. Your domesticated beasts begin to act a bit like you, but the beasts in the wild are like that, in that they have a stability about them because they just know who they are. And in other words, they don't have to ask the question, I wonder what my inner being thinks, because what they're thinking is what their inner being thinks. Mm-hmm. You see what we're getting at? Mm-hmm. And same with the baby. The baby doesn't have to ask, what is my inner being thinking, because that baby still is an inner being now in physical form. Good.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. Isn't it interesting? As many times as we have chewed upon that question together, it just went into a new place. Did you feel it? In other words, the more you know, then the more what you know means.